hobbies can be quite expensive. Take golf, for instance. You can blow quite a bit of cash hooking and slicing that white ball and then searching for it so you can hit it again. Flying airplanes, yeah, that's an expensive pursuit, as is collecting art and collecting sports cars. And yachts cost lots, or so I hear. Excuse me. A little bit more down-to-earth hobby and enjoyed by millions is fishing. You can spend a lot of money on all the accessories involved with fishing, but you don't have to. Basic fishing is a simple, enjoyable, cheap hobby. Plus, it can do wonders for your personality, too. Donald Jack Anderson said, "The greatest fishing secret ever is patience." American writer Washington Irving said, "There is certainly something in fishing that tends to produce a gentleness of spirit and a pure sincerity of mind." A fellow named Doug Larson also spoke highly of the virtues you can get from this hobby. He said, "If people concentrated on the really important things in life, there'd be a shortage of fishing poles." One of the basic truisms in fishing is that you really never learn everything there is to know about fishing. There are so many types of fishing and so many species of fish and places to fish and techniques to try that you can literally spend a lifetime investing yourself in the sport and still not become an expert. The more you learn, the more you realize there's a lot left to learn. Most of us who like to fish probably started the same way. A simple rod and reel when we were little that you can pick up for dirt cheap, good for getting panfish like bluegill, perch, crappies, sunfish. And they bite on little worms or even minnows. Even the old cane pole can be an effective thing to use off the shore or the dock. After a while, though, we want a challenge, and we progress up to the open-faced spinning combination, and we begin to seek out bass and trout. Bass are particularly exciting when they jump out of the water in an attempt to throw off the hook. Perhaps the next step up from there is to try the bait-casting reel for the larger sport fish like walleye and northern pike. And now we begin to develop more control and flexibility in our casting techniques. In addition, we're paying a lot more attention to where the best fishing spots are, as well as when the fish might bite. Excuse me. Does the moon have anything to do with it, and impending storms and such? After catching a few of the larger species, some move on to attempt muskies. For these monsters, we need a heavy-duty pole, we need a much stronger line and humongous lures, but most of all, we need patience. The muskie has been called the fish of 10,000 casts, which is just about right in my experience, but wow, is it worth the wait when you finally land one in your net. And then finally, some graduate to the most challenging dimension of the sport, fly fishing. The depth of knowledge about various kinds of flies and how to tie them and how to present them in the water requires, you know, us to learn new skills. The study, the skill, the concentration that it requires can challenge any fisherman. And trying to stay on your feet in a swift current of ice-cold snow-melt water is exhausting. But pulling in a river trout or a salmon is fulfilling. Is not the Christian life at least a little bit like this? I mean, we progress stage by stage, deeper and deeper, into the depths of our walk with Christ. First, we meet Him at our baptism. That first meeting is life-changing. As it was for those fishermen of old, Peter, James, and John, when they met Jesus. Jesus instructed them to put their nets into the water on the other side of the boat, and they enjoyed an astonishing catch that filled two boats and broke their nets. And they came ashore to see Jesus. And Jesus told them, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." And even if they didn't fully understand what he meant by that yet, their action was definitive. We're told that they forsook all and followed him. Although the disciples lived and traveled with Jesus, they needed to be challenged in making him first in their hearts. They needed to mature and grow into a more committed life with their Savior. When Jesus asked them, "Who do you say that I am?" he was challenging them to commit to a deeper level of understanding and a deeper level of sacrifice. How would you answer that question if Jesus asked you, "Who do you say that I am?" Is our God simply a figurehead that we're supposed to obey when we're faced with those Ten Commandments? Is Jesus simply the object of a belief system that because we simply feel compelled to believe in something? Well, let us answer with Peter and say, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." But let's not just say it. Jesus wants us to be fishers of men now, actively seeking to point others in the direction of their Savior. It's kind of like fishing, except instead of pulling a fish out of life into death, fishing for men is pulling people from death into life. Show of hands, how many of you have been on at least one TVBS trip, whether it's a flyer trip or a teaching trip? All right, so half of you perhaps, and I know a lot of you have been on several trips. I think TVBS is an excellent way to be a fisher of men, or in this case, little children. Getting equipped is also important, something that you're doing now. As in fishing a lake or a stream, we must never think that we fully know it all. Being strengthened every day in chapel and your own personal Bible study can help you develop as an effective fisher of people. Over and above all that, I think attending the summer youth conference is an excellent way to not only bond with your peers in the faith, but to learn techniques of letting your light shine. This too can embolden you to be an effective fisher of people who are lost and need saving. And so to that end, as you are being trained each day and in hearing the words of Jesus, I hope you have a great year. And that for the next 9 months, you launch out into the depths, getting to know your Savior better, maturing in your faith, equipping yourself to be fishers of men. We sing about this with the words on the screen.